When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today, we have Valerie Green with us. She is a transformational life coach and EFT practitioner. She empowers individuals who are struggling with overwhelming stress and negative self-talk, and she is the perfect person to talk to us today. So, Valerie, lovely to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's nice because we met each other, what, like 5 or 6 years ago in LA, maybe more?
Yeah.
But we would go like a morning series, like coffee and chat group.
Yeah.
These different women in LA trying to, like, you know, entrepreneur mindset, figuring out life, like creating bonds. It was really nice.
Just trying to make new friends in a new city. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And now we're here. So you're in Germany right now.
I am. I've been in Germany off and on since about 2011.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was nice to that we crossed paths in LA.
Yeah, I wish it could have been longer.
Yeah. So you're a certified emotional freedom technique, that's EFT, practitioner, and a certified neuro-linguistic programmer. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, just EFT, NLP.
All right. So tell me a little bit about, like, your backstory and how, you know, this piqued your interest.
Okay. So I guess my story is, like, I've been a coach for some time, but how I really came to know and really love EFT is from my own personal story. In 2018, roughly around the time we met, I hit rock bottom. After years of avoiding past traumas and, you know, pretty difficult experiences, I was avoiding them and drinking them away and numbing them away. And it just wasn't working anymore. And it just came all rushing back in 2018. It was kind of this, like, perfect storm of being someplace new and kind of comparing myself to everybody that's there. You're doing amazing things. And I just felt like this loser. And I started experiencing depression, anxiety, PTSD. I was having panic attacks. I was having night sweats, migraines, physical pain. And then I really started having chaotic thinking. And it got so bad that I just didn't want to live anymore. And so that's where it kind of takes an end, where I ended up moving back home to Germany. And so I started working with an EFT practitioner, which really got to the root of everything, really to address those past memories that were basically pushing all of those symptoms of depression, anxiety. And so once I started really working on the root cause, I could began to reprogram my mind, and I began to feel happier and even began to love myself. So that's really how I began to love EFT and myself. And it's now kind of my passion and my mission to help others understand themselves and to actually even begin to reprogram their own minds as well.
Well, thank you for being so open and vulnerable. Because that's a big thing to share. Yeah, I was wondering, because, I mean, some people, I've had traumatic experiences where something will trigger me and I don't even, like, realize it's been stored in my body. Like, simple, like, I had jury duty one time. And in college, my friend group got attacked. This group of guys came down this parking garage. They yelled at the top, like from the top, yelled at our group while we were walking home. And they came out of the car with baseball bats and beat everyone up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And me and my friend, the other girl, like, we just, like, she was trying to, you know, call the police. I was trying to call the police. I ran and, like, hid behind a trash can. But then, like, you know, you think that's over. like, like I was young, I was 22. That was the year I graduated college. Mm-hmm. So then, like, fast forward to I'm living in LA, I get called to jury duty. I'm sitting in the courtroom. They ask me, have you ever had a crime committed against you? I, like, literally full blown panic attack, anxiety attack, wow. All memories of being that scared, mm-hmm. like came back to me, and then they dismissed me. They were like, it's okay, come up here. And he's like, you need to leave. But it was uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's not the, you're absolutely, those triggers, it's not the rational part of our brain. It's stored in our nervous system. It's a memory, even though it's not, maybe isn't a picture or a sound, like that is, that response is the memory in your body. Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you.
No, that's okay. But can you like go into that, say that again, like how our memories are stored more on a cellular level?
Yeah. So a lot of people think like memories are just the pictures or the sounds, but they're also the physical sensations and the feelings in our bodies. So even when I'm working with my clients, they're like, well, I can't really remember. I have more of this knowing and I feel this in my body. Well, that's a memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And those are stored within the nervous system. And that's exactly what EFT can help. Mm-hmm. Because when you're still responding to something, your brain and your nervous system thinks it's still happening right now. It doesn't realize it's not happening anymore.
Okay. So how does EFT work to address that emotional distress or whatever you have stored in your body?
Okay. So how it works. So just the basics of EFT is it's a really powerful stress relief technique. And basically by tapping on these different meridian points, it sends a calming signal to your brain, telling your brain that you're safe. Mm. And so as you're kind of thinking of these past traumatic memories, but you're tapping at the same time, it's sending a contradicting signal to your brain that, hold on, I thought I'm supposed to feel stressed, but I'm actually feeling safe. So it's able to basically remove the emotional charge from the memory and the distress in your body.
That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. How? Because the meridian points are like your energetic centers. Is that what they are?
Yeah. So tapping on them, they're actually physical. And that's what's so cool. There's so much science coming out that these aren't just like chi and energy flowing and so woohoo. There's actually a lot of science behind it now that they're physical and they can see them on certain scans. Mm-hmm. That these connect to the part of your brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala part of your brain is in charge of your fight or flight. So when we're going through a stressful situation, that's on high. So what it does when you're tapping is it helps to turn that down, the stress mm-hmm. response, and then also turn on the prefrontal cortex part of your brain. So then you can think clearly.
I think everyone should do tapping.
Because I absolutely
live in fight or flight, right? It's like you meditate, you can tap. There's so many different things that you can find that work for you
to absolutely get
you to that state.
Yeah, absolutely. And tapping, even just like personally, was so helpful for me because when I would sit in meditation, it actually made me angrier because I couldn't control my thoughts and I couldn't control what was happening in my body and the chaotic thinking. It was actually making it worse sitting with it.
Yeah.
Versus when I was tapping and actually addressing the memories that was pushing up those symptoms was when I finally found the peace in my mind and in my body.
And very interesting. Yeah. I think it's, you know, up to anybody's preference. It's like, that's what's your form of meditation.
Yeah. I do both now.
For sure. That's awesome. So I know EFT can help you shift, you know, like traumatic experiences and thought patterns. What about limiting beliefs and patterns? Mm-hmm. Because maybe you're like, you're not ready for that, or you don't want to face that, but you're interested in EFT. It can also help you, you know, change your negative self-talk to positive self-talk.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's actually probably my favorite part of EFT is that's what we're working on. We're working on those core beliefs. And sure, we can make core beliefs during a traumatic experience, but also doesn't have to be a traumatic experience for us to not feel like we're good enough.
Right.
Or even when it comes to beliefs around money, like those can sometimes come from religion, like money's the root of all evil. And so we work on those beliefs by basically, I do detective work, like figure out how you do that so well. Where did you learn that belief from? Who said that? What are those supporting memories, physical sensations? And that's how you end up collapsing the belief. You go after the significant supporting legs of that table that's supporting that belief system.
Yeah, that root cause. I think it's really interesting how in tapping, it's very, very transparent and you have to be so truthful with yourself.
Yeah.
Because the form that I've done is you have to say like, I know I am, and you have to say the truth. So it's like, I know I feel unworthy, but, and you switch it. You have an example of something.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though I'm feeling not good enough, I completely love and accept myself. So the thing is, why you say the negative is we always have that internal dialogue. It's like saying all the mean stuff, and we can't just say, no, I'm amazing, I'm good enough. It's not going to believe you. So you actually have to acknowledge it while you're tapping, and then you can pump in the good later.
Right.
So just really simple. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say this is really good because I'm an anxious person for anxiety. When you notice some, you know, like, oh, I'm getting triggered, or oh, I'm overwhelmed, or, you know,
so
person, you can stop and tap.
Absolutely. So it's really, really powerful that, and you can cut what I'm going to say next, but even just owning the, I am an anxious person is a belief.
That's true.
It's not even that you're doing anxiety. It's that you're believing that you're an anxious person. Right. So then it's even going after that belief system of where you learn that from.
Start tapping after this.
We can tap. I'll tap with you. Recording.
I am not an anxious person.
I am a calm person. I am calm and confident because your subconscious doesn't hear the not. So that's another thing I really help my clients do is like, we know what we don't want. I don't want to feel anxious. I don't want to feel stressed. I don't want to feel in lack. Okay, good. What do you want? I want to feel calm. I want to feel powerful. I want to feel abundant. Like what is it that you are wanting? So then your brain can start looking for that instead.
I love that. Looking for it and feeling it too.
Absolutely.
That's cool. I know. I do have a meditation client, and he afterwards, like we were just sitting having tea, and he just kept saying, I'm a broken person. I'm a broken person. And, you know, as on the opposite side, like being the facilitator, you're like, you hear them more and you like say it back to them. And I'm like, why do you keep like saying you're broken? You're not he has like everything in the world. Like, why do you keep labeling and telling everyone you're broken? Like you want to be broken.
How is that serving you? Right.
Yeah. Not serving him at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause some of our beliefs can even be almost like these secondary gains. Like sometimes it's keeping us safe for some reason, believing those things. And we're not doing it on purpose typically, but it's like, what would it be like if you were whole and complete? How would that feel?
Right. Bingo. I'm going to send him to you.
Please.
He needs to.
Yeah. I work with everybody. I work with men and women, whole families.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really powerful.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So how is it? I mean, it's kind of like a big deal. Like, what do you recommend for someone who's just starting? Because you're reprogramming your subconscious mind after what? For me, it'd be decades of a certain type of self-talk. Unless with Girl Powerful, I've done a lot to change my thought patterns. But it's like, where do you start?
Well, the first thing to know is that there's so much science behind this, and there's actually something called neuroplasticity and the fact that our brains can change and we can grow new neural network highways. So I think just knowing at a very like biological level that we can change and we have the power to change can be super actually powerful and empowering. And I think just to keep it super simple, I could share some different like techniques. I think always appreciation is amazing. Like being super grateful and appreciative for what we have now and being happy now can begin to build on that. But I think just also one of my favorite acronyms is KISS, keep it simple, sweetie. And we can just do some just really simple tapping rounds with really simple call outs.
Let's do it.
Okay. So for anybody that's listening, maybe don't do this while driving, but just maybe notice, just kind of check in with your body. Just take a deep breath in, just gently blow out. And we're just going to check in. We're not going to work on anything, too big, but just notice how you might be feeling and how peaceful are you feeling from a scale of 0 to 10. 0, I'm not feeling very peaceful. 10, I'm feeling really peaceful. How peaceful are you feeling? I'm going to say I'm feeling about an eight. I'm a little nervous. I'm just honest, right?
Eight's
good. How are you feeling? 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay. And so the next question to ask yourself is like, how do you know it's a 7, that my piece is a 7? Okay. Maybe I'm feeling a little something in my chest, or I'm thinking a particular thought. I have a physical sensation, a memory's coming, whatever it is that you know, it's that particular number. You got it? Okay. And then I'm just going to have you start tapping, and we're going to only use a few points. Okay. And the main ones we're going to use are going to be up between your eyes. So just start tapping just between your eyes, up by your eyebrows, and just say, let it go. Really good. You can say it out loud. And then on the side of your eye, whenever the bone is on the side of your eye, just say, it's safe to let this go. Good job. And then under your eye, I release and let this go. On your little cheekbones, good job. And then right below on your collarbone, like a little bit lower than your collarbone, you'll just tap there and you'll just say, I'm safe. And it's safe to feel safe. Good job. And then I'll have you grab your wrist. Just take a deep breath in. Gently blow out. And say, peace. Good job. And with your eyes still closed, I want you to go to like your favorite place in nature, whether it's the ocean or hiking, just something that feels really peaceful, really grounding, really good. Really see it and feel it and hear it. Good woman. Grab your wrist, deep breath in. And gently blow out. Really good. Good job. Good job, Sonia. How are you feeling?
Really good.
Yeah? So yeah. If you were to just check back in with yourself and just give it a new rating of how peaceful you're feeling from 0 to 10, what would your new rating be?
Probably a 9.
Good. See that? See how powerful you are. You moved it from a 7 to a 9.
That.
Yeah.
Powerful. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So I tend to use a little bit more of a combination of EFT and NLP because I didn't use all of them, but it helps your brain to switch and change super fast because we're still tapping on the main meridian points, but I'm also kind of pattern interrupting a bit as well, which helps your brain to switch and change faster.
Yeah. And I think so much of our tension are, for me, like I hold it in my upper body.
Yeah.
So even like physically touching my head or my face and saying I am safe, it made me release a lot of tension.
Absolutely. And we actually naturally touch some of these points. We naturally kind of self-soothe when we kind of touch our chin, or we touch like our cheek. Even when you're stressed, you kind of touch like the side of your eye. It's like we're naturally touching these meridian points pretty much throughout our day.
So what does the KISS stand for?
Just keep it simple, sweetie. Oh, all you have to say.
Simple, sweetie. Gotcha.
Yeah. And just say, let it go. And I'm safe. In all honesty, like when, if something's coming up, it's okay. I'm feeling a little stressed. You can just say, how do I know I'm feeling stressed? Just feel it in your body and you're aiming at it. And you just say, let it go, let it go, let it go. And then on your chest, I'm safe. It's safe to feel safe.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's a great tool for anybody listening.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, like to have carry it through your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teach your kids, teach your partners. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of kids are using this a lot now too, especially in schools. Anybody that had like fears with test taking and not feeling like they're smart enough or good at math or good test takers. Because actually if you tap before, it's going to turn off the fight or flight response and turn on the prefrontal part of your brain. So then you actually can think more clearly and be a good test taker.
Yeah. No, that alleviated the stress I had of like everything I have to do today. And I woke up like, why is it Friday and I have so much to do? You know,
oh my gosh.
Like an easy Friday, but I have like this huge to-do list in my head. And I was just like, it helped me. Yeah. Just, I'm going to get through it. I got one step at a time.
Yep. Step by step, rather than going into the overwhelm. It's like, what is one step I can take right now? How can I support me in this moment?
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. We always end the podcast asking the question. So Valerie, what makes you feel the most alive? Oh, it doesn't have to be work related. It can be anything.
Oh, okay. So what makes you feel the most alive? I will actually have to say recently I was in New York with my friends celebrating my birthday. And I just think being with my friends and just laughing, just being in the presence of good company, being able to be yourself and just laughing. I mean, that makes me feel really alive.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel that.
It's so good to have those friends that it's just like the dumbest things like you say are just like the funniest.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. my friend just had a baby and I went to go visit her in Nebraska. That's where she is. And mm-hmm. it was just like so cool to see her baby, you know, and bond with her baby and like have these beautiful memories. But then it was just like we were bringing the baby to the bar, like not stopping. How we live our lives in the past. I was like, maybe we should modify now that you have an infant, but we didn't.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Valerie, tell everybody where they can find you, your coaching services, so they can reach out.
Sure. So they can find me on Instagram at Valerie Green Coaching, or you find me at valeriegreencoaching.com. So ValerieGreene Coaching. And you can go to my website and book a one-on-one with me if you want. And we can start with a free or a complimentary discovery call so we can chat and get to know one another.
Amazing. This was so valuable. And thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.